Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
That's what you want. Listeners,
call in 805-830-8320.
This is your hostess, La Crush Harsh.
Hello to the world. What's going on? Welcome to the Honey Suite, Fall Fantasy Radio, our official debut. Only one show this week. However, I am here. I am ready. Let's get it popping. 805-830-8320. I'm calling out all my friends and buddies and everybody in between. Definitely hit us up. We got the Skype popping. We are ready to just get things started. If you are ready to get down with us, definitely stay tuned. I mean, I got a lot going on right now. The chat room is open. We are on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. And we are ready, so ready to get things started. And I'm hyped. I'm excited. I've been gone all summer. It was not my fault, people. My computer died on me. I got me a new computer. I got a new TV, I got a whole little everything, you know. So I'm also excited to just be back on air, to get back into the groove of things like how we do right here on Fall Fantasy Radio. I got a list of topics we're going to talk about in the future. We got shows coming back. We got new segments. We got gifts and raffles. I got a little bit of everything for a little bit of everybody. Like, you know, we'd love to have a good time on this show. And that's basically what we're going to do. We're going to have a good old time. First and foremost, before I continue on with my rant, because I'm just so excited, I want to give a special shout out to our family member who's in grieving right now, Miss Brick. Miss Brick, Pastor Brick, the host of Brick House that was right here on Phone Fantasy Radio, lost her mom yesterday morning. And we just want to send our love, our support, and our strength for her to get through this tough time, this rough patch. We love you, Brick. Sorry for your loss. And hope you just keep it 100 and bounce back soon and get over this and know that we are here for you no matter what. You got my number, all that good stuff. So if y'all want, y'all can call in, show some love for Brick and her mom. Sorry to hear that she passed away. Let me relax for a minute. I'm hyped and my heart is beating real fast and I'm losing breath and all I'm doing is sitting here. So let me jump into this song set and then we're going to come back and we're going to continue and get reacquainted. Why don't you? So without further ado, I'll be right back.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love who we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw who we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love who we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw who we want.
Much fun now. Hey, somebody here might get some now. If you're not ready to house, we can love who we want to. It's our song, we can sing if we want to. It's my mouth, I can say what I want to.
Crush Hearts, and we are already 12 minutes in. I'm just so excited and happy to be back on air. You don't understand how much I miss just these rants and random conversations on a Tuesday, Monday, Wednesday night. Like, I've been doing many shows. I've been doing many episodes on another platform. Just many episodes where I just go in and play music and, like, talk a little bit, like half an hour shows. But y'all can check those out on my SoundCloud. You know, hit us up on Facebook, as always, WRPF Radio. Go on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio. And phonefantasyradio.com is the website to go to. Right now, we're going to hit the phone lines because I see somebody there with the little hand up. 614, how are you? Welcome to the show.
What's up? How you doing, hon?
I'm doing good. Tell everybody your name, where you're from.
Yeah, I'm John. I'm from Columbus. Long
John
time
from
listener.
Columbus. Yay, huh?
What's you up to?
I'm just trying to get back into the groove of things. You know how it is.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
I've been gone
yeah.
for so long, you know, since like the beginning
yeah,
of...
Yeah, sounds like a long-lost relative not being around.
I know, but I'm back. I plan on being back. We're going to do this for the rest of the year. I'm good now. I got a brand new computer. There should be no problem.
Oh, are you selling your old one then?
Huh?
Are you selling your old computer?
My old computer is done. It died. That's
Ooh.
Why I wasn't doing the show.
Oh.
Yeah, it died. That old computer is gone. Finito. It's over.
Yeah. Gee, if we could talk the stories, we could tell.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
I ain't selling that. I will burn it before I sell it. Somebody will try to find it and get all my pictures and stuff off of it. Oh, hell to the no. I'm going to pour acid on it or something. I'm put oven clean in it. No. Mm-mm. But how have you been, John? It's been so long since
I've
been
right.
with you.
I'm
how
all right.
Just, how did your summer go? We're going into the, we're already in September.
Yeah, it's going pretty good and shit. You know, we got new management and shit. And, they're trying to, you know, the place is going to hell and shit, but they're trying to get it turned around.
You know what?
Like,
same thing is happening with me.
Yeah.
I got new management in my building at the beginning of the year. I finally got me a paint job in my house.
Ooh.
I haven't had new paint in this house in like 10
years.
I'm
not going to go into any jokes about painting. Don't worry.
Oh, no. It's all good. I got the paint job going on. I got my rugs cleaned. I got a new TV, new laptop. They hooked me up. I mean, a TV and laptop is my doing, but they hooked me up, you know. I got
no, I mean, the complex is nice, but it's like they're trying to get the place up, you know. Like, some of the people I thought I knew, man, I had to get the hell away because, like, my one friend, she was pretty cool, but it's like, you know, I smoked bud and stuff when I was, like, fucked up in the hospital, and she said, you know, try this. And I'm going, what is it? I mixed a little weed with crack. I said, nah, man, I don't do that shit, man.
Mm-mm.
Nah, she's a nice person, but shit, man, I don't want to get caught up in... I got enough problems without getting caught up in that shit.
I know, right?
And she, I mean, she's a sweetheart of a person, but shit, man, once you get hooked on that shit, it's bad to get off of it, man.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Anywho, as always, you come with the stories. You live an exciting life, John. You really do. I have nothing like that going on over here, but what I do have going on over here is some good old music. We got some good topics coming up.
What the? Hello?
Next Wednesday, not this Wednesday, guys, not tomorrow, but next week.
Hello?
We're going to have a full week, Monday to Wednesday. All our shows are going to be on air. Trinity Blake is coming back. Yay!
I got to try to get my neighbors upstairs to be on your show. They're cool as shit.
Well, you know, send them the number, 805-830-8320.
No, they're lesbians, man. A lot of times, I feel like when I'm buzzed, man, I'm my weed and shit, man, and the upstairs above me be rocking and shit. I said, hell yeah, that's cool. I might go up and ask them, can I join in?
You're a mess, John. You're a mess. 805-830-8320. Call us up. Talk to us. Let us know, how have your summer been? How did 2003 summer season treat you? For myself, it's been okay. It's been okay. It wasn't as hot, and, you know, we didn't have that much of a heat wave this year. August went by smoothly. I mean, weather-wise, because that's the only thing that's really a killer about the summer is the heat waves and stuff. But Brooklyn, New York has been nice. I was outside. I was playing in the Johnny Pump with the kids. We was running around. We went to a barbecue yesterday. My neighbor had a barbecue. Shout out to Luana. She had a barbecue yesterday for Labor Day. My friend came in from out of town. He chilled with me, and it's been A-okay. I had a very decent summer. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. So, call in. Let me know, how has your summer been? Join us, 805-830-8320. Press 1. I'll definitely let you on. Right now, I'm going to take another break, and I'm going to be right back. So hold your horses.
Just keep going and don't look back. Hey. And look forward from where you're at. Hello. There's some jealousy in your rear view. Hey. Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the max.
Hey.
Count that money that's in your lap.
Hello.
There's some jealousy in your rear view.
Hey.
Hello, hello, hello.
Everybody, hey. They're
going to
sing
this.
Smashing in the bad lane, empty in my rear view, meals in my windshield, keep them in the clear view. Cheers to my partners who got it, we finally did it. And here's to the ones with potential to go and get it. We survived yesterday, foreign ride connoisseurs. Pop and fly today, tomorrow ain't promised to us. Grind hard for dirty money, but our heart's pure. Steady mobbing on these suckers, man, they so funny to us. Broke niggas all smiles when they run into us. Get by theyself, they talking tough, but don't do nothing to us. Call theyself paper chasing when wealth be running to us. You violate the puppet master, get your string pulled. Hustle gang, king team, label me the ringleader. Just showing haters the tail lights of my two-seater. Two heaters with me in the ride, but I don't need them, no. Left evil behind me, that's where I plan to keep it. Go.
Keep going and don't look back.
Hey.
And look forward from where you're at. There's some jealousy in your rear view.
Hey.
Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the max.
Hey.
Count that money that's in your lap. Just some jealousy in your rear view.
Hey.
Hello.
I hustle hard, forever shine. Pay haters, no, never mind. Won't stop until we popping bottles at the finish line. Never been the quitting kind. Spirit ain't no killing mine. I'm getting mine. She don't like it, nigga, get in line. So many times I've shown dudes I won't lose. Time precious, but waste yours if you want to. Hate, I made it and you didn't. For that, I ain't to blame. Won't change a thing. The circumstance to remain the same. Can't complain, I'm highly favored. My flavor's God-given. So used to hate, appreciation is the odd feeling. Still, I stay focused on the millions, trying to dodge prison. Praying, asking for forgiveness, hoping God listen. As far as this and me pimping, go ahead and have a ball. Meanwhile, I'm getting bread, determined to have it all. I'm talking money, sonny, if ain't none of that involved. Why is we conversing? This vehicle ain't reversing.
Go. Go in and don't look back.
Hey.
And look forward from where you're at.
Hello.
Some jealousy in your rear view.
Hey.
Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the max.
Hey.
Count that money that's in your lap.
Hello.
Just some jealousy in your rear view.
Hey.
Hello, hello, hello.
Everybody, they're going to sing
hello.
Let's go.
Hello.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down, I'ma put it down.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall.
Ooh, your talking is so tough. Damn, I love it all. Even the way you flex, that's what turns me on.
Ooh, you know you make me weak,
just 'cause the way you are. 'Cause everybody in here knows that you're a star.
And yet and still I'm letting you know,
I got the sweetest heart. Any man that wants to stay,
he gon' have to work hard.
From what I see, you got what I want. That's just half the part. I gotta see what you put on it to make sure you're the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down, if you put it down, if you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down,
you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down, maybe we
could
fall in love.
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, 'cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I found. Gotta go old school with me sometimes. Still keep it so 2012 for me, 'cause I still beef it up. And still I want you to know,
got the sweetest heart. And even though he can ride it cool for me,
he gon' have to work
hard. And now I see you got what I want. That's just half the part. Gotta feel what you put on it to make sure you're.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard,
maybe we
can fall in love. If you put it down, so baby, put it down. If you put it, maybe we can fall in love.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down, you gon'
fall in love.
And all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sippin' on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. You told me it ain't even like that. Been hating all night, a friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
You gon' fall in love. I'ma put it down. You gon' fall in
love.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it hard, right, maybe we can fall in love. If you put it, if you put it,
welcome back. You're listening to The Honey Sweet on Phone Fantasy Radio. We are not even half an hour in. I'm excited. I'm hyped. I'm emotional right now. We got a lot of stuff going on. I want to give a shout out to my good friend Lady C and Black Reporter out in Louisiana. They definitely hold it down with us. And put it down with us on Phone Fantasy Radio. Everybody should be back into the game next week. I mean, it's right after the holiday. Everybody got a little bit of something going on. But I'm going to definitely get everybody together next week, Monday through Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We'll be right here on blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. I'm going to tell you why I'm really excited, folks, because last Monday, I placed an order for 12 coffee mugs. Okay, placed the order for 12 coffee mugs. And it was supposed to be here on Thursday. Thursday came, they forgot it. Yeah, that's what they told me. They forgot it. It was nothing on mine. They forgot it. Friday came, they forgot it again. So Monday was a holiday. So now here we are. And I'd say maybe 90 minutes before the show started, I finally get the call that the mugs have arrived, and I have purchased 12 coffee mugs from BME Printing out in South Carolina. They provided me with these mugs. It got the Phone Fantasy Radio logo on both sides. So if you're lefty or righty, you still can represent with Phone Fantasy Radio. And I think I'm gonna go ahead and make a little fan page so people can also order the mugs, because I actually got a few emails after I posted a picture on Facebook. I got a few emails and comments like, you know, where can I get one? They like it. I want to give a big old shout out to our good friend Sean, aka Esther Mogul. He was a guest on here. Actually, I think he was my first guest on Phone Fantasy Radio. Shout out to him. And he made my logo, actually. It's the Phone Fantasy Radio logo with the phone on it. It was his artwork, and I really am appreciative that he did it for me. And it turned out fly. I'm saying the mugs are nice. Put a picture on phonefantasyradio.com so everybody can get a chance to see the mugs. You know, the Phone Fantasy Radio family is going to get some. We got the Trinity Blake. We got a little bit of everybody. So, you know what? If you want one, I'm going to basically have it set up where you can go ahead and you can purchase your own mug and support Phone Fantasy Radio. Let me tell you, I don't make money from Phone Fantasy Radio. All this comes out of my pocket, and it doesn't matter if I make money, if it pays me back or not. I enjoy doing this. I enjoy having conversations and meeting new people and having people show love and support and just bringing stuff to the forefront that interests me. So thank you to everybody that has made my show successful, that has tuned in, that has shown support, that liked us on Facebook, that follow us on Twitter. I really do appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart for giving us that longevity that we have seen. We've been on air, I guess, before 2010. I've been doing this. Black Reporter, he came my co-host in 2009. I had Brick on here back in 2012. I bumped into Trinity Blake in 2012 as well. And we have Frenchie. We had Jay Peoples. We have a little bit of everybody, everything. This is just a big variety station, network, if you will, that I'm just putting together shows that interest me. Shout out to Sun752 out of Philly. He also showed love and support. Also The Saint from Four Aces Network. Ramon from W Love Radio. Like, everybody has definitely showed us love, and I really do appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart for just helping me out in one way or another, whether it be support, encouragement, inspiration, all that good stuff. I really do appreciate y'all from the bottom of my heart, and I'm glad that I'm here. I'm glad I'm here for another season. I'm glad I got so much knowledge around me, because I mean, we got it planned. We got it. Listen, I got the show planned until December, until the new year comes. And that's with the help of everybody that's always telling me to go ahead, bring it back, stop playing, what you doing? You know, always pushing me to better myself and to learn and to grow and to, you know, I know nothing about radio. I know nothing, like, I'm just going with the wind of it. I know nothing about web design. I know nothing about graphic design. I'm not trained in any of this stuff, but yet somehow at the end of the day, it all comes together. We're bringing you a very awesome product. it's all coming together right now, and I'm really excited, and I'm really overwhelmed, and oh God, getting all teary-eyed. Oh man, yeah. Well, anyway, folks, let me go ahead and get to the headlines. I mean, Let me go and get to the phone lines. I got the 719 area code. State your name, where you're calling from, and welcome to Phone Fantasy Radio.
Hey, my name is Nick. I'm from Colorado. How you guys doing tonight?
I'm doing good. From Colorado. That's awesome.
Colorado,
how are
yeah.
you?
I'm doing all right. I actually just moved out here to go to school and work and all that. I'm from Chicago originally.
Damn, Chicago in the house. Shout out to Supreme Diva. Supreme Diva's from Chicago. Ask about it. That's cool. That's cool. This is your first time calling my show. Yes?
Yeah, I listen once in a while, you know, when I'm studying and stuff for a school. But, yeah, it's my first time actually calling in.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Thank you so much for the support. See, I was getting a little teary-eyed just a minute ago. But I'm back. But I'm back, and we're going to be on here Monday to Wednesday, starting next Monday. Music show on Monday, talk show. Normally it's a talk show on Tuesday because this is my first time back all summer. I was out of commission. My computer died. I couldn't do anything. So this is my first show back. I thought I'd just go ahead, do a little intro show, talk to the people, see what they want, what they want to talk about, what they like, you know. I mean, out of the stuff that you've heard, is there anything you would like to add? Any topics?
I don't know. I just kind of wanted to bring up a little, maybe, like, you guys can give me some suggestions for some stuff I'm going with me and my girlfriend.
What you mean?
I don't know. I'm wondering if maybe you guys can give me some suggestions of stuff, like, something that I'm going through with my girlfriend, like, kind of help me out, give me some
advice?
Some points, because, yeah, some advice, because y'all girls, too, so, you know.
Y'all girls, too. Oh, I like that. Well, on that note, give me a second, because I got the lines blowing up, and I need to bring my team in. I see one of my team members here, so I can be more effective if I have somebody with me. So right now, I'm going to bring in the 225, the one, the only, the awesome Lady C. I don't have a sound effect today. Oh, man. Hi, Lady C.
How are you doing?
So glad you're back. I'm glad I'm back. Yeah, I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back. So I got a new friend on here from the 719 area code, and he's looking for some advice, Lady C.
Okay.
Right. So I'm going to let you go ahead, 719. What's your name again?
Nick.
Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. Properly, this is Nick, everybody, from Colorado, by the way of Chicago, and he is looking for some advice for his girlfriend. So go ahead, Nick. Let us know what kind of advice are you seeking tonight?
Well, I mean, pretty much we both go to the same campus. We live about 30 minutes away from each other. We both have our own apartments. Pretty much... I like to party on the weekend, you know. I like to go out, maybe not clubbing, but maybe hit up a bar with a couple of my friends and have a few beers and take the cab home. But, I mean, she's still stuck on the ways of how she was when she was 17 years old, going out and just getting hammered and coming back home, like, blacked out drunk late at night, you know, and it's kind of discouraging.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, that sounds serious. Well, how old are you? Don't mind me asking.
I'm 22.
Oh, okay. Y'all both 22.
I'm 22 and she's 21. 22, yeah.
Oh. Okay. So your question tonight, or you're seeking advice for how to get her not to drink a lot?
Well, no, the thing is actually last weekend something happened, like, took place that kind of just, it sucked. And, you know, I mean, the partying, you can work on that, you know, you can work on that and everything can get better. But, I mean, last week, she invited me, like one of my best friends actually came to visit me in Colorado from Chicago. So me and him already planned to go go to a bar and just have a little fun. And then she invited me to go to a party with her, and I'm like, yo, I hang out with you, like, all the time. And, you know, it's my best friend that I haven't seen in, like, over a few years. And I asked her if it was cool for maybe me and, like, hit up the bar. She can tag along with her if she wanted to. Mm-hmm. But she invited me to this party that she was having at her apartment, and then she got really, really drunk and then called me and said that I can come back to her place, like, after we go bar hopping. So, you know, we bar hop, and then we go back to her place, actually. And we go there, and I turn on the lights, and I see about 10 or 15 niggers with Shrek shoving onions up her asshole.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry, you threw me off after niggers. What, you said you seen what now?
I went up to her apartment, and I flicked on the lights, and there was about 7 or 8 niggers just tonguing her anus, and Shrek was on the couch shoving onions, like, up her vagina and anus and in her mouth.
They were shoving onions?
Onions, like giant green onions from Shrek, you know? Shrek is love, Shrek is life. He penetrated my butthole dearly when I walked in. There was no escaping.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to let Lady Speak answer that one first.
Wow.
Before we get into Nick's situation, Lady C, Nick from Colorado with the girlfriend.
Yeah.
What did you do when you cut on the lights and you and your best friend walked into her apartment and seen this? What was the first
thing?
There
was absolutely nothing that I could do at that point. Shrek locked the door, bent me over the couch, and started ramming onions up my ass. And, you know, I'd actually do it a second time if I could.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Thank you so much for that. Lady C, are you still with me?
I'm here.
I was going for a minute. I was with him. I was with him until that happened. I was with him.
Yeah, I was too.
I was with him until all that happened. But you know what? The party does not stop there. You know, everybody get a little ignorant to now and then on this show. 803, welcome to the show. What's your name? Where you calling from? 803? Hello?
Oh, can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's your name and where you calling from?
I'm Jeff, and I'm from New York.
What part of New York?
Oh, New York City.
Yeah, New York City. What borough?
Hi, Jeff.
I'm sorry, I can't really mention any more on that, you know, in my line of work.
Okay, no problem, Jeff. Oh, welcome to the show. So, how was your summer?
Oh, my summer was great, you know, and I, you know, kind of have this job, and I can't really mention too much on it, but, you know, I really wasn't in the country, you know, I was overseas.
Oh,
you know.
Okay. That's cool. Thank you. Is this your first time tuning into our show?
On this show, yes. Normally I hang around, you know, the conservative channels and everything. I try to educate them, you know, on current events and affairs around the world.
Okay. So you have something on your mind for tonight?
Well, do we have a topic? I mean, are we just, you know, going on and talking about our life?
Right now, we're just talking about our life. I don't have a set topic for tonight. Tonight was just my first time
like
back after 3 months. Huh? Okay, I think
Hello?
We lost. Oh, sorry, we didn't hear you. What you said?
Oh, would you like to hear a little bit more about me?
If you want to share something, go right ahead.
Can't mention much, but I graduated at the top of my class in the Navy SEALs, and, you know, I've done numerous secret raids on Al-Qaeda, and I have over 300 confirmed kills. Trained in guerrilla warfare, and I'm the top sniper of the U.S. Armed Forces. That's about as much as I can tell you other than that. You know, the government doesn't want me talking anymore.
Okay, that's understandable. Thank you for your service in the war against terrorists. So, Jeff, this is is normally a show where we talk about a little bit of everything. We got politics, we got religion, we got relationships, sexuality, and I normally have something lined up. I do have a few topics that I'm going to introduce later on, later on as the show progresses, because I'll be back on a regular schedule. So right now, I'm just winging it right now, so to speak. I just have, letting people come in, call in, show their love, and just, you know, have a good time.
Well, is there anything you'd like to particularly ask me right now? You know, possibly other details that I can tell you? I mean, there's a lot of things I can't tell you, but there's some things I can.
No, I don't want to get into that. I don't want to make it too serious. Right now, we just laid back, and we got a lot of people in here that, you know, want to get online. So I want to thank you again for showing that support, and thank you for your service and dedication. And hopefully,
can
we'll
I tell
have you,
a story?
You on again. Excuse me.
Can I tell you a story? I mean, you know, I heard the other guy talking about his girlfriend once.
Well, yeah, he was talking about his booty hole too, but no, he had access to advice, but right now, I have a few other calls I need to get to, Jeff. So, once again, thank you for calling and tuning in. I really do appreciate your support. Right now, I got the 83. No, I'm lying. I got Mr. Little.
Hey, woman, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I am currently calling you because you have run out on your insurance, and I was wondering if I could update your insurance for you, ma'am.
Are you serious?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm looking at my rate.
Call me back in 90 minutes.
Okay.
I can't do that right now. Call me back in 90 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Lady C, they're giving it to me tonight, man. They're giving it to me tonight. I don't know what's happening.
All right.
Exactly. All right. Call in. Let us know how your summer went. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Right now, I'm going to take a little quick break. And figure out what in the blood clot. I don't know. They showing out tonight, Lady C. They are definitely showing out tonight.
The newbies.
Is that what it is? I haven't been on in a while. I don't know what's going on. I don't know where all these people are coming from. But shout out to them for bringing up my numbers for tonight. It's all good. They're bringing up my numbers. Yeah. 832, I see you. As a matter of fact, I'm going to bring you on real quick. So, you know, I mean, why not, right? 832, what's your name? Where you calling from? And welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Hank Hill.
Hi, Hank. I'm loving it. How are you doing,
Hello.
Hank?
I sell propane accessories.
Do you have a son named Bobby?
How the hell did you know about him? Don't you touch him.
Lady C, stop.
Are you married, Hank?
Yeah, I have a wife.
Do you have a wife?
Yes.
Where are you calling from, Hank?
Allenbald, Texas.
That is awesome. That is definitely awesome, Hank. Thank you for tuning in to our show. Thank you for calling and showing support.
I keep seeing all your
nieces
on my lawn. You can get off my lawn right now, please. I don't want no trouble.
No, not going to happen. We're happy here. We don't run.
We don't run. So, I mean, y'all calling and pranking. I'm going to go right along with y'all because I see a lot. Lady C, I tell you,
grill.
No lie. Right now, they're popping up, and they're popping up with Skype. So, the name shows up. Huh?
You're right, poor Hank.
Yeah, they're showing up right now. But shout out to them. I really don't run.
Don't
Mr. Hill, once again, thank you for calling in. Do you have any shout outs? dedications you would like to say real quick?
Shout out to Bobby. That my nigga. That my nigga right there.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Thank you to whoever posted our show information somewhere where this is happening. Thank you to that person because I thought I was going to have a boring show, but this has definitely been entertaining, very, very entertaining. We are like 12 minutes to the top of the hour. I see I have somebody named Tyler on. I see I have somebody named Mike on. I have somebody, blank numbers. We got the 832. We got the 803. We got the 719. Shout out to everybody that's calling in. Lady C, how was your summer?
It was a nice summer. I had a wonderful summer.
Okay.
I had a little window on convention and had fun. And everything is just, you know, just little things. But it was a good summer. It's been good.
Oh,
I have a friend now. It's a young man. We're just friends.
What does that mean, Lady C? You know, you can't drop a bomb like that
no
and
benefits,
then, like, oh, we're just
no
friends.
Benefits. No benefits or anything. Just we
just
hang out.
Friends.
We go out to eat together. We go shopping. He'll take me shopping if I need to go to the store and everything. He's, you know, we're just good friends right now. That's all it is, and I'm kind of happy with it. You know, it's okay to be there.
Oh.
He's younger.
He's younger?
Oh,
how
yeah.
much younger?
He's 33.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. He's my age. Well, he's about to be my age. I'm about to be
that
age. That
makes him 21 years younger.
Oh, Jesus. You just couldn't let it stop at 33, right? You couldn't even just... You had to actually say the number, like, really? But we know you like them young. We know you like them young. But that's not a bad look right there, though. I don't think that's a bad look at all. So 33 is not a bad look at all. Not a bad look at all.
No.
So,
and I went to see Monique in concert.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. It was interesting. She's lost weight, and she was saying she exercised more than anything. But she said she's still 200-plus pounds. Like, okay. You
yeah,
know,
she just built
that
way.
Herself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know.
She just built
okay.
that way. I mean, she looked good, but she just built that way.
She does. She said she's not trying to lose any. She said she got a big head, you know, which is true. When you get big and you start, you go too skinny, you look strange, and which she made sense. She said she didn't have any of the surgeries. I'm like, okay, good. You know.
You know what it was. You know, you and I, we know what it was. You're right, she didn't have no surgery, but we know what it was. I mean, I'm happy for her, but we all know what it was.
Yeah.
You got that,
yeah.
You got that on your arm now, so.
Yes. She made a statement. She said, when I said get out the shower, he said, I look good. She said, that makes me happy. I said, all right, then.
Uh-huh, there you go.
Know.
There you go. Let the truth be told. I mean,
maybe
it sounds good.
Tell
you know, it
sounds I'm not. I just actively do better. I don't go on a diet. I just actively eat better. I'm not going on a diet because it doesn't work for me because I'll be on a diet today and tomorrow. Something that I see that I really want, I'm sitting there and I'm going to argue, oh, no, we don't want that. Yes, we do.
See, I definitely understand that. I went down a couple of pounds as well. I'm doing all right myself.
I mean, it's just the simple thing. You don't have, because with the building I work in, they do the extreme diets. I said, when you said extreme, you lost me. They said, well, I don't want to do anything extreme. That means you got to give up everything.
Right.
One girl gave up all the sugar, all the cold drinks or pops, you know, no bread, just vegetables and protein.
I don't get it. But I myself dropped 70 pounds.
That's
I
great.
Did cut back on the sugars. You know, and I'm going slowly and gradually. I'm
yeah,
not
because you didn't gain it overnight. Why
exactly.
try to lose it
so
overnight?
So I can't lose it overnight as well, you know. So
yeah, so don't kill yourself
gradually.
Trying to do that.
Yeah.
Slowly,
know, gradually.
But
it.
You have nice, you have some awesome pictures on your page. You're still looking good.
Thank
There's some good pictures.
You know, I've been good though. I haven't taken any raunchy pictures in a while. I'm lying. I took some raunchy pictures when I first got my computer. That was the first thing I did, y'all. When I got my computer, I got my laptop, I turned on the webcam and I took some ass shots. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. Y'all already know how I do. Y'all know it. I couldn't do it. That's the first picture, and I did it. I'm lying. That's the second picture. The first picture was the little profile pic we had to take when you start your computer. But I took this picture. I even made a video. I'm just not nice. I don't know why I do these things.
Because it's a part of your happiness.
There's
somebody out there wants to see that.
Pretty much.
You know? And people don't understand. When people say, well, you're wearing that, I'm like, look, you don't want to see it, look the other way.
Exactly. Close your eyes.
Thank you. You don't like people, look the other way. You know? Because I'm going to put a... Because, like, I went to the convention, I went swimming, they say, you're not wearing anything with your bathing suit. For what? I'm getting in the water. I'm going to swim. Don't want to see it? Don't look.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody sucked on my toes, Lady C. I don't know how I feel about that, though. It was cute when it was done. It's like, now, like, do I like that on a regular basis? Anyway, we're going to get back to that in a minute. Let me go ahead and take my break. Like I said, I was going to do, I'm going to be right back, people, right back.
Check left channel. Check right channel. Ah, fuck it. Just play another hit.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
I'm clueless. You keep chasing them girls. Boy, you get the
say I move to the next. The next. You front man, you stun man. You worse than my ex. Ha 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 ha. You think that funny? We know the truth, boy. Keep it 100.
You ain't rushing for love, and I ain't up here to judge. So let's neglect the what ifs and make it do what it does. Let's get it.
Is it bad that I never made love? No, I never did. Would you know how to fuck up being bad girl? I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you.
Girls ain't no good, and the good girls ain't no fun, and the hood girls want a smart nigga. Collar girls all want a thug, so it seems that we fiend what we don't need. Got a thing for a queen who don't want to leave. I ain't about to judge you, no judge me. You ain't gotta really sing about your ass sheet, cause I heard you. Yeah, in the literal sense, I mean that. Rough sex saying I love ya, but the kiss of me saying you mean that. I know, I just be calling a mean ass. Oh, the irony, got the bomb in D, but the problem is probably a D pass. Still, I'm feeling this, and I need bad. Thinking if I get it, I get it, I need this. I don't need a motion to open your DC. I can see the ocean by going between legs. Bag, no, bed, flow, dope, go, forward, couch, now, slow motion. Around, put it down, Lord knows she was going for the more. Hold up.
Easy, baby, I never made love, no, I never did. But it's so no hard to fuck up the
her feelings, she break hearts, she stay quiet, she play smart, she take pride, I'm going out, I'm getting hollered at, I'm saying nah, she's no saint, but she don't pose, she don't wear makeup by the bolo, riding through Lakeshore with the nose up, she don't really say much, but it slows up, she got haters, but we all do, heard you win a time coach, shawty fought through, baby look at their approach, how they caught you, all the mind games, never mind, cause they all low. In the physical sense, I mean that. I ain't trying to kiss up, suck up, be gas. I ain't like them, you sucking your teeth fast. Nope. Play big, trust me, I humble your mean ass. Look, shawty is actually in prevent. Cause the one in front of it's working with deep breath. Yep, bed, floor, couch, more, shower, Lord, perm, done. Love, nah, caught in the morning, cell number wasn't on, God.
Is it baby? I never made love, no, I never did. But it's still no hard to fuck up being bad girl. I'll prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be good to you.
That's how we do it on Phone Fantasy Radio. This is the Honey Sweet, and I am Miss LaCrush Hearts. And we have 2 minutes past the top of the hour. So it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast. It is 9 o'clock Central Time, and it's 7 o'clock on the West Coast. And we're just having a good, grand old time. Shout out to the 803, Mr. Hank Hill and Nick and all those people that have called in so far. It's been hilarious. I'm just having some good times and making some good memories and getting ready for a full lineup next week. Monday, we got Musically Inclined, with myself. Tuesday, I got an awesome topic lined up Tuesday because I really, really need the guys input on this one because it's, you know, the ladies call in. We're going to really get into the nitty gritty. Let's put it that way. We're going to get into the nitty gritty and we're going to do it like we always do. We're going to figure out a woman's worth. Like, my main question is, if it's a man's world, it's a man's world. We know that. Man rules the world. We're going to say that. Man rules the world, okay? It's a man's world. So why is it every time there's a problem, every time there's war, every time there's poverty, broken family, why is it always the woman's fault? That's what I want to know. Why is it the woman's fault? So that's what we're going to talk about next Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Honey Suite. It's a woman's worth. If it's a man's world, then why is it always the woman's fault? That is going to be the question for next week. Not this week, so don't call in and try to answer the question because I'm not going to accept that. Next week, put us on your calendar. Save the number, 805-830-8320. Bookmark us, phonefantasyradio.com, blogtalkradio.com /phonefanradio. Like us on Facebook, WRPF Radio. Follow us on Twitter at phonefanradio. And stay connected. Get connected. Join us because we're going to have a whole lot of fun, like we always do. We're going to talk about weed. I got games coming up. I got topics on politics, I got relationship topics, I got freaky topics, I got everything under the sun, and I am so ready to get this season started. Also, let me tell y'all this, a little between you and I, next week Wednesday is the return of Swinger State of Mind. Oh, shit, I said it out loud. Oh, man. Oh, what am I going to do? Yep, you heard me right. Myself, Trinity Blake, we're coming back to the airwaves. We're going to have some fun, get kinky, freaky, as much as Blog Talk Radio is going to let us, on Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, if you don't know, you're going to find out. Next week is going to be epic. We're going to have a good time. We got everything planned out for y'all. I got games coming up. I got giveaways, raffles, so you definitely want to get connected. Stay connected and like us, damn it. Like us. Anyway, moving right along. I'm sitting up here talking about how it's summer, talking about what's coming up on Phone Fantasy Radio, just getting into the nitty gritty of everything. Right now, I want to bring our good friend to the show. I want to bring Brick to the show. I don't have no sound effects. This is messing with me. But anyway, Brick, are you with me, Brick?
Hello.
Hi, Brick.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. How's everyone?
We're good. Well, I'm good. I don't know about everybody else. Everybody else didn't show up. They suck monkey balls. You know how that goes, but...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm listening to all that nonsense going on up in there.
Huh?
I said I'm listening to all that nonsense going on up in there. You had a damaged shit. Nah, call up and shit.
Oh, listen. Shout out to Hank Hill. And
Hank Hill, yeah, that's the propane dude.
That's what he says. The mugs came in. I got the mugs. You gotta ship me your address so I can mail you the
mugs.
Yeah, the mugs. They finally made it. They finally made it to my bed because that's where they at right now. They in the box on the bed. But
Max keep his hands off.
Huh?
Tell Max keep his hands off.
Right. Max ain't talking to me right now. Max ain't my friend right now.
That's because you killed his vibe.
You know it. As a matter of fact, speaking of Max, people, y'all need to follow Max on Facebook at Max the Cat Vibe. Yes, that's right. I gave my cat a Twitter page, so go follow my cat, damn it. Max the Cat Vibe on Facebook. I mean on Twitter. Excuse me. Twitter. So Brick. So sorry, my condolences for your loss.
Thank you.
I know, I didn't call right away because I was like, you know what, that right there, you're not even going to answer the phone on that note. So I know how that is. So I let you come to me.
Pretty much.
When you're ready, you'll show your face. That's how it works.
Yeah, these things take time, but
yeah.
It's all good.
You're a strong woman.
Yeah. I'm good.
That's good. So here's the deal. We got so much scheduled, like, I was getting overwhelmed, but I'm good right now. I'm so happy. I got my mugs. I'm giving mugs away to all my fam. But it's like everybody I want to give a mug to didn't even show up today. So why would I give y'all a mug? You know what I mean? Like, why would I give y'all my hard-earned cash? Like,
that's what you mail it.
Uh-huh.
So this ain't no chain letter, no shit like that, right?
Right.
Do people still do that?
I don't know. I never got one of those. I don't know.
That was a long time ago. This is a long ass time ago.
Mm-hmm. So far I got 12 mugs. I got 12 mugs right now that I have ordered. I've already reserved about 4 of them are in reserve right now. So that I know. 4 or 5 is in reserve right now. I think I'm going to make a little store where people can order their own version of the mug.
I think you all need to get the mug. Can't start your day without the Phone Fantasy mug.
Right. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up the store for Phone Fantasy Radio, get the mug. I've been working on an app, people. So go to your...
Oh, shit. I can imagine what this shit is.
No. It's very simple stuff. I don't even know if it's approved yet. But I'm debating if I'm going to put a photo gallery up there. I want to put it where people can take photos and post them to the wall. You know, one of those crowd pick thingies. You know, I want to do that. I want
see the app for this now.
Huh?
I said, there's an app for that now.
I want to do that. Like, I want to see what people post to our wall. But, yeah, that's what we got going on. I'm looking it up right now. I don't know if it went through. Phone Fantasy Radio will be the app name. So, bear with me, folks. You know, it takes time for that stuff to load or whatever. We got the update. I'm going to be posting reminders half an hour before the show starts. So nobody can say, oh, I didn't do. So go ahead and if you can, keep checking to download that app. Like I said, follow us on Twitter. Facebook. Add me as a friend. Y'all know how I do. I'm going to keep y'all informed, keep y'all up to date. Shout out to all the people that's tuned in right now. I have a Derek in the chat room. Shout out to Derek. Shout out to No42. He's in the chat room. We have some other people in the chat, but they disappeared on me. All the guests that's in the chat right now, everybody that's tuned in and called up and had some good times with us. Brick.
What up?
I got this guy who's holding right now. His name is Tyler, and I'm going to bring him on air. Tyler, are you still there with us? Tyler?
Tyler.
All right. I'm not going to beg you.
Tyler.
I'm not going to beg you, Tyler. Huh? But shout out to Tyler. Tyler. Shout out to Tyler for tuning in right now. So, I mean, I'm feeling good right now. I'm really feeling good. I'm feeling good.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. I'm feeling good. I'm excited. I was feeling wicked from earlier, but I'm feeling good right now. I kept passing out, so I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do the show.
You were feeling wicked? What you were doing?
I was feeling wicked. I ain't doing nothing. I guess I'm feeling wicked. I ain't doing nothing.
That mean you up to no good.
I'm not doing nothing. It's not that I'm up to no good. I have nobody to do nothing with. And I can't do nothing by myself because my toy broke.
Oh, my God.
My toy broke. My toy, it got a shortage in it. It started sparking.
I keep saying date. You keep going back to that damn toy.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said.
I said, what happened to your date? You're on my toy.
I didn't hear you say. I thought you said, what happened to your toy? My date, I didn't go on no date.
Come on now.
I haven't had no date.
Greg, what happened to that?
Nothing happened to that. It just schedules haven't. You know, he got a new promotion. Yeah, he got a new job promotion. And he wasn't feeling good. And I was waiting for my delivery. So our schedule's just been bumping heads.
Y'all know y'all full of shit.
Huh?
Y'all full of shit.
No, we not. And plus, he wanted to go to Red Lobster.
Y'all full of shit. It's always time for ass.
Why you say that?
Because it's always time for ass.
Oh, no, we haven't done that.
Running late for somewhere is always time for ass.
But we haven't done that.
But see, no. Y'all haven't come close.
We haven't done that.
Just hold on, ain't nothing happened.
Mm-mm.
You okay. Ain't nothing happened.
Huh?
All these dinners and ain't nothing happened.
Nope. We part. We go on dinners, we go on our little dates, and he go back his way, I go my way.
Y'all both go home and do yourself.
Pretty much, that's how I roll. I don't know, I invited him over, but he didn't want to come.
Who paid for dinner?
Him. Him all the time, him.
I will beat the hell out of my car. I can't get the hell out.
What car? Why would you do that? It's not like I'm saying no. I invited him over on more than one occasion, actually.
Okay.
So it's not like I'm not doing my job. I'm doing my job.
What? In the afternoon one day was for coffee.
What, to my house?
Vitamin.
Well, you know, he works out here, so I've asked him to come by after work. I come by and I've asked him to come over the weekend, and it just doesn't happen. So I'm not going to beg you to come by. That is not going to happen. So hang that up.
Oh,
dude. So technically, it's not me. I have extended an offer.
You either give up the ass, or I'm going to put you out somewhere, or be like, don't call me ever again.
No, but we have a good time. Other than that, we have a good time, though.
We ain't having no good time.
We are. We have a good time. We enjoy each other's company. We look longingly into each other's eyes.
I'm just trying to sympathize your ass to go home with
him. I'm not going out there. As a matter of fact, okay. I did ride out there. I dropped him off. Not all the way to the thing, but I dropped him off. I rode the big ass boat.
You actually rode that? Okay.
Yeah, I rode the boat, and then we ran and got back on it. I ran to the other side and got back on it.
So what?
That was fun, though. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
6 o'clock in the morning?
It was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
We all going to hit the business.
I'm not rushing to do that. I mean, I'm not stressing to do that. I'm not rushing to do that either. You know, that makes things complicated.
Yeah, okay.
You know that makes things complicated, lady.
No, you will.
So I'm not in a rush to make things complicated.
It don't make that complicated. That's the way things just is. I-S-is.
Shout out to everybody that's in the room. They all left me. I suck, monkey balls.
Well, you know, you can't be sitting up here and expecting these men to buy you dinner and not give up.
That's not true. I said I offered, damn it. But I'm saying, if that's what they want to do, I'm not going to argue.
That ain't what they want to do, but you know what? I just don't want to see you get caught in a position where they be like, bitch, I just spent $45 on your plate.
What?
You go.
Listen, let me tell you. In one setting, it done been over $100.
And he didn't ask you.
No.
He didn't ask you to fuck a titty or nothing.
Uh-uh. He just want to kiss me.
He
just wants a nice, deep, passionate kiss.
Okay, so he's a sucker.
From his awesome, awesomeness of me.
He's a homosexual.
He's not a homosexual.
He just want a kiss. Give me a break.
Kiss. I mean, he came by before. He came by. And, you know, he stayed for a little bit, but he hasn't been back.
I think we need to ask for a phone fantasy radio. What type of bullshit that is.
Why? Why does that have to be bullshit? If you acted like we was doing this all year, it's only been 6 months.
That's first of all. Second of all, how many times y'all have dated?
Every month.
Okay. You ain't never
every
had
month.
That's what they come out your pocket. You've been ordering fucking lobster Cantonese and buffalo wild wings.
No, I haven't. We've done going to the movies. I bought candy at the movies. Do that count? I bought the candy.
No.
That don't count?
That's not
candy is expensive. Shit, you pay $50 just for the candy alone.
Okay, well, he went and bought you the entree and the damn appetizer at the expensive ass store. And it's not really the two damn big, probably fishbowl margaritas he bought your lunch ass.
No, I haven't drank anything like that. All I had was that one time. I haven't really drunk that like that. You know, I'm not really a drinker. I'm a fruit juice type of gal.
Oh, jeez. All right.
I haven't even ordered dessert that many times. That don't even count.
both of y'all is a farce. But I've been for bitches.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about, Brett?
Okay.
Oh, I'm being a good girl. That's all that is. It ain't my fault.
That's why I had to get my ass in there, because once again, they tried to screw me in. You know, oh, gosh. Forget it. I'm starting to vent.
What's going on, Brick? What's going on?
No, it's just a lot of shit that's been getting on my nerves, you know? I want to tell my man, but I'm going to shut up.
Right. I'll tell you on that.
This is supposed to be light radio. Let's keep it light.
Keep it light, not this time. I mean, you know, if you need to get off your chest, this is the time to do it.
Get it off my chest for real.
If you want to get off your chest, you can go right ahead. We'll make that exception for you.
A lot of shit I got to say. Get off my chest, all right. I'm tired of, it's sad, but, you know, the cuffing season now and shit is going on. Yeah. I see a couple of posts. The guys are out there early on the prowl, and that's pissing me off. Ladies, get your weight real recognized. It starts coming in now. It's coming in early. They start early because they know we all do. Protect your house. The queen protects the house. Protect your house. If you're gonna have a whole bunch of PlayStation nonsense going on up in there, football games that you did not authorize, basketball nonsense. I'm telling you, just watch it, lady. I see that going on. I'm pissed off what's going on with this government in Syria, and now we're about to bomb another country with this nonsense. We always mind all other people's damn business. The United States needs to mind its business and concentrate on what the hell is going on in the United States is messed up. Okay? Mm-hmm. Can I continue?
Uh-huh. Get off your chest. You know, we don't interrupt Pastor Britt. You know that.
I'm pissed off that Lady C is not on this phone. Get on here. Because I ain't supposed to.
She hung up.
She always hangs up. Tell you about her young man. That's the thing that she hangs up. I'm getting sick of the fact that ladies get more ass than I get.
Damn.
And she don't even be trying. I was trying, don't get nothing. And last but not least, I just want to say I'm glad for Fantasy Radio is back on the air. I did a sounding board. I miss listening to it. Some of these other radio stations they got out here is mad whack. It's crazy. I mean, you should listen to some of these other blog talk radio shows. They are the worst. I don't know what they think they're doing. They just don't know what's going on. I'm glad for Fantasy Radio is back. And you thought we had no structure. Now you see some other things out there. We are on point here for Fantasy Radio. We actually have a system. It may not be a perfect system, but it's
better.
You out there, you should hear what they play. Okay, everybody that got a phone line got a radio show. All right, Jesus. It's the work. Okay, do I have anything to say? Yeah, this summer went by too quick. You know, I didn't get to do half the things I wanted to do this summer. I didn't get to travel. I didn't get to go anywhere. You know, and once again, now another winter's coming up. And now, preparing once again for the hibernation period.
Mm-hmm.
So we all got to sit in the house now. You know, I'm not complaining because at least, you know, it allows me the time to lose some weight and get myself together so next time I can be comfortable. Pow.
That's
and,
true.
Lastly, I just want to say shout out to my plantar on the bottom of my foot. I'm glad you're gone. I ain't going to miss you at all. You ruined my summer. The end.
The end. Got off your chest?
I got everything off my chest. I think so.
That's what's up. Oh, man. So, like I said, I enjoy doing Phone Fantasy Radio. I put the call out to find out what happened. What else I got going on? I have topics for there. We got the Swinger State of Mind coming back next on Wednesday. You gonna tune in, Brick?
Of course.
All right, you're my co-host next week, right?
Oh yeah. Of course, I'll be there.
You don't forgot about me. See how that works?
Yeah, it's just a lot going on right now.
I know.
That
but
is
hopefully
it'll
be my co-host.
When's
that?
What
happened?
That old slacking, shiftless black reporter dude.
Mm-hmm. He's
been
MIA.
Stop black reporter. I hope you're all right.
We should call him.
Yeah, call back before, I guess. I will jump to
the
queue. You
answer the phone?
But if he answers the phone, just fine. Cuss him off me 5 times. Thank you.
Let's see if I can find his number.
Cuss him.
Let's see if I can find his number. Hold on. I'm going to call Black Reporter right now, live on air. Here
it
goes, 337.
Yep. This ought to be good.
I know. Huh?
I said, this ought to be good.
Hopefully.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Oh.
337-380-5.
Hold on. Damn. Hold on. Look, I done pressed all the buttons.
Yes, girl.
I pressed all the buttons just now.
Good
I couldn't press the buttons fast enough. Wait, hold on. Wait. La. Don't do that. Damn buttons. Damn voicemail. Couldn't put the button fast enough.
Yep.
So I'm trying to find me a new internet crush. I'm trying to find me a new crush. I haven't had a crush in a while. I'm trying to find a new one. I mean, the one I have is alright, but he's so not alright. So I need to find me a new one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over that one.
I think I'm gonna use something without hardwood. I think the hardwood is pretty.
Okay. All right, folks, so you're tuned into Phone Fantasy Radio. Right now, I'm going to take a break, and I'm going to come back in a minute. So hold your horses.
What up?
Tell them to go on eviction. This one, yeah, it's had a bug gal edition. See them gal that kind of prediction. Them say them sitting tight, a bare fiction. The whole of them a beat. Body smoking, cigarette, shit nice.
cigarettes. Get them the rollerblades, tell them to ski it. Stay out doing them Jamaican tips. All I do is sign booths and be taking pics. Got the new Benz, the color of a bathing piss. Got a spot in every state, Dalmatian bitch. Got this young money, old money, real good money. Ain't do a feature that wasn't on Billboard, honey. Kingston, Remo, Waterhouse, Jungle, Bobby. Man, I've enough gal in a bar.
Y'all need me, y'all need me inside this crispy evidence in my life. Y'all be the swappy one, y'all be funny thing all around, y'all. Y'all don't give me inside this one, me ever get seen in my life. Like a fat boy, funny boy, room, 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 room. Y'all funny back and see a boom, 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 boom. Green back and one night, the fat will come, come. But I'm back and ask me, I get my boom, boom. See if they want to dance to us. I move where she wants to dance to us. She's a boy, fat boy, but still she grown. And still be monster, boy, who can be wappy, oh, yeah. Put me out of sight around, yeah. Y'all you give me the sightest world me ever get seen in my life. Y'all need to swap me. My life. Like a fast bike, money roll, 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 roll. Y'all funny back and see a boo boo. Only my girl one night if I go through. But I'm often telling me I'm going to watch my phone. She's the most I'll lose by her, she wants to dance to her. And it's a more fast move, and still she grown. I'll still be fancy, but I'm going to be walking on. Put me things that are wrong, yeah. Y'all don't give me the sight, it's all me ever can see in my life. Y'all need to swap it all, yo. Put me outside alone, yo. Y'all can give me inside this world. We never get seen in my life. Y'all need what we don't squeeze, yo. Put me thing right around, yo. Y'all can give me inside this world. We never get seen in my life. Oh, yeah, I didn't try, I didn't care. We take it any time, any day. You know this fear, so I didn't care. Long as a woman, I will be there. Me want a girl that can wine for me, really good. I made me feel it. Show me that you can burn. Y'all be whopping all, y'all. Put me on right around, y'all. Y'all you give me the tightest grip me ever get seen in my life. Y'all be just whopping all, y'all. Put me thing all around, y'all. Y'all you give me the tightest hold me ever get seen in my life.
I'm
today's best music.
Playing today's best music. Best music. Best music.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Yes, yes, y'all. To the beach, y'all. Sitting up here whining myself. Don't need to be whining. Anyway, Brick, you still with me, Brick? Okay, I think I lost Brick. Anyway, folks, you're tuned in to the Honey Suite. This is Phone Fantasy Radio. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and we are all the way live. We're down to the last 20 minutes of the show. I want to thank everybody and everyone who called in, tuned in, liked us, followed us, all that good stuff. We got more stuff coming up for y'all starting next week, Monday, 9 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central. Monday to Wednesday, we will be on air for a full schedule, Musically Inclined on Monday night, The Honey Suite on Tuesday night, and the return of Swinger State of Mind with Trinity Blake and LaCrush Hearts on Wednesday night, 9 p.m. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. Once again, we are on Facebook. We are on Twitter. We even are on iTunes. Yes, I said it. You heard right. We are on iTunes. So you can log in when you're on the road. You got your phone with you. You got your tablet with you. We're mobile. We're global. We're all at in a bag of chips. So... PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Also, we got a brand new blog, should I say, representing Tumblr at newsroom.phonefantasyradio.com is our blog where we're going to be announcing our, all our important information. Also, we'll be sharing local news around the area of New York City and the U.S. of A. Things that interest you, entertainment, politics, crime, all that. We got so much in line, in stock for y'all for the new season of Phone Fantasy Radio. I hope y'all do enjoy the journey and get on a journey with us and just have a good old time while having thought-provoking conversation with mature individuals like myself. what else I got going on? That's about it. Oh, join the mobile club. Right now I'm in the process of trying to get an app approved so we can have our own little mobile app going on. But you can also join the mobile club manually by texting your name to our hot box. That's what I call it, the hot box. The hot box is basically our little number where we can send you reminders and text you. You can text us song requests, shout outs, and all that good old stuff, because that's how we roll right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. So definitely join it. Text your name to 805-214-8320. That's all you have to do. I'll add you to the list and we can get things started. 805-214-8320. Text your name. You can also call the number and leave a message in our hot box where there's a shout out. You want to send a shout out dedication to somebody, or as a message to me if you want to tell me something, if you have a show suggestion, any of those things, just dial a number, 805-214-8320. I try to keep the numbers as simple as possible. And Monday, we got some headline news, music, on Musically Inclined. Tuesday, we're talking about a woman's worth. If it's a man's world, why is it always the woman's fault? And then on Wednesday, it's Welcome Back. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Trinity Blake, come on home. And we continue to rock out and have a good time and provide y'all with the best entertainment, adult entertainment, that we possibly can right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Right now, I'm going to play some more music and come back, and we're going to end this show the right way. Let me relax. I'm so hyped for no reason.
Sitting here in my bed, I've been been thinking about everything that's been said. I realize what's at stake. From the moment I met you, I just ain't been the same. I need you here in my life. And we both know that's a hard thing to find. Girl, I'm a good man, and you're a good woman. There's so much more I wanna discover, baby. It's love, it lasts a lifetime. Deep in my heart, it's love, it lasts forever.
and R&B for your soul.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Welcome back to Phone Fantasy Radio's The Honey Sweet. And once again, La Crush Hearts is right here hosting for you. I think that is going to be one of my favorite songs right there. Played two awesome songs. One was Kim featuring Chrisette Michelle with Is It Love? And then right there was Leela featuring Raheem Devon, Mr. Incredible, Mrs. Incredible. I think that is a nice song right there. I like that duet. But I like Raheem Devon. I like his little, his vibe, his flavor. I like his music. 225, how you doing?
I'm doing.
You missed Brick. Brick left. Brick hung up on us.
All the strange visitors you've had.
She said, she's mad at you. How you going to call in, say you found somebody, and then hang up? She called right after you hung up. She called on that break. But how are things with you?
Next week, I had company come by.
Right. Next week, we're on three nights a week, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 9 p.m. Eastern,
okay.
8 p.m. Central. All the shows are going to be back. Swing and State of Mind is coming back. The Honey Sweet on Tuesday night. Yeah, The Honey Sweet on Tuesday night. And Monday is going to be my little music show, my little music mix show. I just DJ. Less talk and more music, you know? And then Tuesday night we're talking about a woman's worth. If it's a man's world, why is it always the woman's fault? They tell you mm-hmm. they go to war for women and children. Why are you going to war for us?
Right.
You know, like, pussy rules the world. Like, no, we really don't.
It would be nice if we could actually do
right.
that.
Right, like, you know, and
I would not trouble at all.
I say this only for the simple fact that a man told me this, you know, when we was talking about the structure of a family, like, you know, where there's just a woman or a single parent in the household and how the family dynamics has basically crumbled, especially in the black community. Like, we was just having a real nice conversation, and he was dead set on saying that it's a woman's fault. Like, it's women's fault. Like, wait, what? What are you talking about? So I definitely want to get the opinions of men on this topic. What is your take on that? You know, like, I definitely want to get to so definitely tune in Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Save the number, 805-830-8320. Once again, I told y'all about the hot box. If you have a show topic or you want to be a guest or whatever, hit us up at 805-214-8320. You can text us as well. Text us your name. I'll add you to the reminder list, and you'll get that 30-minute text. That text 30 minutes before the show starts, I'll let you know that we're going on air soon. So, you know, just give you the link. Just to remind you, some folks say they be available. They just don't have that reminder. Also, I'm working on the mobile app. Hopefully, it'll be available by next week. But stay tuned. It'll be a nice little mobile app you could download. It got the show information up there. It got information about the host and the PFR family. I got my mugs. The mugs finally came in the mail, so I'll be shipping those off next week. I got a lot of stuff planned. I'm getting excited. I'm getting hyped. I'm getting overwhelmed. All that is going on. I'm getting hungry as well. So we got all that stuff going on. I'm going to set up a nice little page where people can order their own mug. Shout out to everybody that support us, you know. Definitely shout out to everybody that has shown love and support to Full Fantasy Radio these past years. We've had fun, we've grown, we've evolved, we're coming better, we're coming stronger. We are definitely in it to win it. So shout out to all those people out there. Song requests, dedications, all that. visit our website, fullfantasyradio.com. Lady C.
Yes?
I'm going to mail you a mug. I'm going to get a mug.
Lady C.
You and Black Reporter have become honorary co-hosts to the show. Your honorary co-host, your honorary Black Reporter's honorary because he retired. So he's an honorary, you know, co-host to the show. And that's basically what we're doing right now, you know. I'm just trying
have
to
you talked to him?
I have not. We tried to call him, but it went straight to voicemail. His number was almost recorded online. I mean, on air. Wasn't our fault. I'm trying to stop it, so, yeah. I'm going to have to go in there and check and make sure the whole number didn't get spit out there. Get some prank calls like earlier. He gets some prank calls like earlier. Like, I got your number.
Thank you. Call back.
Right. He might, and you know, Black. Oh, man. I can just imagine Hank Hill calling Black Reporter. Oh, man. That conversation right there.
That would be. Like, yeah.
That would have been hilarious. I wish Hank Hill would have called back. I would have called Hank Hill and called Black Reporter and just had them talk. Like, yeah, this is Hank Hill. Oh, man. That would have been hilarious. You know, shout out to those people that called in. Yeah, the Derek, the Hank Hills, the Derek's, the Knicks, the Tylers, everybody that tuned in. Really do appreciate it. Right now, I just got that 90-second mark. That means we have a minute and some change left. Any shout outs, last words, Lady C?
Oh, just glad that you're back and looking forward to the new levels that you're going to. I know you can do it. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm ready, too. I'm ready to take this to the next level. All hands on deck. All hands on deck next week. Definitely tune in. Much love to everybody. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the website. I am your hostess, LaCrush Hearts, and I have my honorary co-host, Lady C. And right now we are signing off. Until next Monday, folks. So y'all enjoy the week. School is coming back, so shout out to all those kids. Be safe, be good, have fun. And Al, I'm just going to sign one out. Bye.
Have a good week.
You too.
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio. It's thickly packed and full of flavor. Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Flavor.
Yeah.